Well, hello and welcome to Curi. I'm Matt, your host, here to guide you through the standout stories from day three of the American Society of Hematology's annual meeting in San Diego. Today's episode is packed with promising updates, including a stellar 97% complete response rate for zilovertamab betatin and diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, zanubrutinib's remarkable efficacy in chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and belantamab mafodotin's potential to become a new standard of care in relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma. A quick reminder, this podcast is brought to you by Curi, your go-to app for cutting-edge medical insights. Download the app for in-depth analyses, curated content, and more. Now, let's jump into our first story, which promises to reshape lymphoma treatment. Our first highlight focuses on the Waveline 7 trial, which evaluated zilovertamab vedotin in combination with RCHP as a frontline therapy for diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, or DLBCL. Presented by Dr. Muhet Ozkan, this study revealed groundbreaking results. Zilovertamab vedotin is an ROR1 targeting antibody drug conjugate paired with a potent cytotoxic payload. In this phase 2 trial, the combination with RCHP achieved a 97.2% overall response rate, with all responses being complete remissions. At the recommended phase 2 dose of 1,075 milligrams per kilogram, the complete response rate reached an astounding 100%. Dr. Ozkan emphasized that this combination not only provides remarkable efficacy, but also maintains a manageable safety profile. Although some patients experienced grade 3 or 4 adverse events, such as neutropenia and febrile neutropenia, these were largely consistent with other frontline therapies. With these promising results, zilovertamab vedotin is poised to advance to phase 3 trials. It's an exciting development for patients with treatment-naive DLBCL and a testament to the potential of ROR1 targeted therapies. Next, we turn to chronic lymphocytic leukemia, where zanubrutinib continues to solidify its role as a frontline treatment option. Data from the Sequoia trial presented by Dr. Mazier Shadman demonstrated sustained progression-free survival benefits and deepening responses over 5 years of follow-up. In this phase 3 trial, zanubrutinib reduced the risk of progression or death by 71% compared to bendamustine and rituximab. After 60 months, 76% of patients treated with zanubrutinib remained progression-free versus just 40% in the control group. Notably, zanubrutinib maintained its efficacy across high-risk subgroups, including patients with TP53 mutations or unmutated IGHV status. Dr. Shadman highlighted the drug's favorable safety profile, which included low rates of atrial fibrillation and hypertension compared to first-generation BTK inhibitors. Zanubrutinib's robust long-term efficacy and tolerability reinforce its place as a leading choice for newly diagnosed CLL patients. Finally, let's discuss belantamab mafodotin, a BCMA-targeted antibody-drug conjugate that's making a strong comeback in relapsed and refractory multiple myeloma. Updated results from the DREAMAB-7 trial presented by Dr. Vanya Hungria showed a 42% reduction in the risk of death compared to daratumumab-based regimens. Belantamab mafodotin demonstrated superior progression-free survival and deeper responses. The objective response rate reached 83%, with a median duration of response exceeding 40 months. Importantly, minimal residual disease negativity rates more than doubled compared to the daratumumab arm. While ocular toxicities remain a concern, dose modifications allowed most patients to continue therapy. The overall safety profile was manageable. Dr. Hungrio emphasized that these findings position belantamab mafodotin as a potential new standard of care in relapse/refractory multiple myeloma. As we wrap up day three, the momentum at ASH 2024 shows no signs of slowing down. Tomorrow's agenda promises updates on CAR T-cell therapies, novel antibody-based treatments, and cutting-edge gene editing approaches. Thank you for tuning in to Curie. Be sure to download the app for deeper insights and stay with us for more updates as the conference unfolds. I'm Matt, signing off. See you tomorrow.